Welcome back, everybody, to the Crazy Asian Podcast. Wanted to just continue to dive into this topic of the art of networking and really dive into this topic that your follow-up is your differentiator. Now, this is where I find for a lot of people they struggle with is that they'll go to a networking event, they'll collect cards, they'll talk to people, they'll have great conversations, and they leave it literally at that conversation. They never come back to that person. They don't follow up in LinkedIn and connect with them, nor do they even send a follow-up email. And what I'm actually even more surprised at is how many people I've met myself where I've done that, right? So met you the day before, immediately within 24 hours, I'm sending you a follow-up. I'm sending you a LinkedIn message to connect. And then there's absolute radio silence. Now, I don't know if these individuals end up walking into the witness protection program, and unfortunately, they're off the face of the earth. But I'm amazed at how many people, they want a strong network. They want to be well-connected. They want to be seen as a subject matter expert, but yet they're not doing anything to put themselves in an area of success. And so what actually happens is the follow-up is the actual Achilles heel of their network. We only are as strong as our weakest connection when it comes to our network. And so if you and I don't have a strong follow-up game, then shame on us, because it's almost going to be the equivalent of, it was better that we didn't even go out and try to network with these people to begin with, because that is really what's going to be able to separate us out than just a business card, a name of someone that they met that one time, and really being able to have a strong follow-up is powerful. So the way that I go about it when it comes to follow-up is I make sure that if I've met you, so let's just use an example. I go to a chamber event. I had five conversations. I might write on the back of the conversation, maybe something that after talking with them, right, and I'm going to the next one, I might write on the back of the business card, maybe something that's, you know, like they're a dog lover or they love, they're big fans of Taylor Swift. I'm going to write that down and I can use that later. And so when I get home, so let's say I went to that networking event from 5 to 6:30, I get home, put the kids down, and then at around 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'll take about 20 minutes and I'll reach out to these people. I'll go onto LinkedIn first, I'll find them, I'll send them a connection, and I'll put in a little piece of, hey, great meeting you tonight, let's stay digitally connected as well, and then I'll shoot it out. So I'll personalize that message there on LinkedIn. And then two is I'll then send them an email. And I use HubSpot as our CRM, so it'll automatically track them and log them into the system, so they're automatically being put into the CRM. If you don't use HubSpot, that does I would definitely then encourage you to then put them into the CRM. And then finally, in that email, I'm going to say, you know, Jamie, great meeting you last night or tonight. It was really enjoyed our conversation. Looks like we're focused on the same niche, going after physicians. We'll love an opportunity to continue our conversation since it was a brief conversation tonight. Let me know if you're open to grabbing coffee or lunch in the next couple weeks. And then what I'll do is I'll create a task to follow up with Jamie in 1 week. And I have kind of the old, well, I guess it's not baseball because it's four strikes, you're out. But basically, I'm going to keep in contact with you. I'm going to go every single week, four times in a row, and then I'm going to move you to monthly. I'm going to keep pinging you monthly until you and I sit back down again, or you tell me to stop bothering you. And that's really my approach. So it's very much a consistent, a constant, and it's what I like to call fantastic follow-up. Flip the question around to you now. What are you doing to have fantastic follow-up? Sherm's out.